is Nicole.
And this is Sultana, aka Queen.
And you are listening to Makeup,
Breakups,
and Martinis.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers.
Today we have our shot glasses. So we are taking shots. Cheers to us. And cheers to anybody else that's out there having a drink. I don't know what time you're listening to this. So
it doesn't matter what time.
It does. If you're at work, you need to get a shot of espresso. But yeah, cheers to everybody out there that's listening to us. So normally we start every episode with a mixer question, but today we don't have one. But we're going to do something that we haven't done in a while. We're going to play a game. And this should be interesting because Nicole and I wrote out questions and we didn't see what the other person wrote. And I'm only hoping that I don't get my questions. Like, I don't want to get what I wrote. I really don't.
Oh, if you don't want to get it.
Yeah. I'm going to get it.
All right.
They're not questions that I really want to answer, so.
No, but we both have to answer.
We both answer? I thought, yes. If you get a question. Damn.
Look, we just made this game up.
I know, on the fly, so. We're making up the rules as we go. I thought it was you answer the question if you took the question out of the.
No, we both have to.
Oh, damn. Okay, can I restart my questions? I will be a trooper and we will.
And we definitely both have to now that I know that.
Oh, jeez. All right, so we're going to get started. And I'm nervous to see what it is. So you want to go first?
All right.
All right.
What would matter more, a man who would spoil you or love? Love.
It's kind of weird because you would think that you would want money, but...
Yeah, so I have a friend and she was telling me that she went on a date from a guy that she met on a dating app and that he took her to this, like, dinner cruise. So it was, like, really extravagant first date, which is crazy. I was telling her, like, my past first dates were chilly, so... But she said that, like... He was just willing to spoil her. So he was setting up future dates and for them to go skydiving. And she said, like, one, she wasn't ready to date because she just got out of a long relationship. And two, that she didn't feel like that connection with him.
There's no chemistry.
Yeah.
It sounds good when someone says, I'll take care of you. You don't have to work. I'll do everything for you. But you would still want to be connected to that person or still care for that person. So...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably why we've been single for so long, is we're looking for a connection,
yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, I mean, it would be nice. So my friend was telling me that she had always, like, said that she was looking for financial assistance from somebody.
Like, that sounds like financial aid. No,
like a government assistant. But no, like, she just, you know, would like a partner who could help her.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, like, you know, you really have to be specific when you pray. Like, God, please bring me someone who can help me financially and who looks good as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... If I give him this WAP,
like, give me his guap.
What funny woman drink?
Is it even trade? Yeah, definitely being specific. We're slow. Yeah, pray for us. All right, so I'm going to go next. Okay. Ooh, Lord, please don't let me get any of mine.
God, how bad are yours?
They're not that bad, but kind of. Okay. Is it two sides? Okay. What can a guy do to win me? Oh, that's a good one. Well, we were just talking about Can't Buy My Love, J-Lo. Or is it Love Don't Cost a Thing, J-Lo? Okay. Well, I think for a guy to win me, it really has to be a chemistry. So there really isn't a specific thing. I think it's just a matter of being on the same wavelength. So I want to be with someone who I feel a connection with. We're heading in the same direction. So yeah, I just think it's a chemistry thing. I haven't found that.
Yeah, all right. So for me, just starting off, it would be like if we have a connection and then just communication. Like, I love just like the check-ins and I want to see you. And, you know, it's all about actions.
Yeah, I mean, the check-ins have to be, for me, like, that's like, it can get annoying. So we have to be on the same page about that. But
yeah, I don't think like all the time, like too much. That's where, yeah, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then, no, I think that's a control thing and I get turned off.
Right.
But if it's just like,
I miss you, I'm thinking about you.
I'm thinking about you, I hope you're having a good day or something like that. Like, and we've already, like, good morning. Mm-hmm. When, like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And that's that.
Yeah, I think if I'm attracted to a person, then yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. You want to hear from that person.
Yeah, you know, you smiling at your phone on at work, that whole thing. I get it.
Yeah.
I can.
And I think for women, like, when a guy checks in but not too much, it's kind of like we crave more. We're like, you know, then you start wanting more from the man.
Okay.
All right, so my question is, best dating advice.
Ooh.
All right. So my best dating advice is definitely know yourself and your goals first before you get into a relationship.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that a lot, you know, knowing yourself.
Yeah. Because I think it's really easy to get lost. But I don't know. This reminds me of the game because I'm watching it with my daughter now. But it's when Melanie found out that Derwin cheated on her, and then she doesn't have a place to stay, and she's staying with Malik. Yeah, and then Natasha says, you've done lost yourself. And I think, like, we get caught up in a relationship, and you're just moving, and that you're not really taking the time to, like, check in with yourself. Like, am I happy? I'm not just here and pleasing someone, and am I doing things just by myself? Because if something was to happen, you know, your life still continues without.
But you doing the things that you want to do because
you're making are right. Your goals, what you had planned, are you still working on that or what?
Okay, what's the question again? Best dating advice. I would say it's okay to have fun. And I have to learn that myself. Like, you can have fun dating. Everything doesn't have to be so serious. It doesn't have to be someone that you're going to marry. You can meet a lot of people who can be great friends, network. It doesn't have to be so serious. I think that's something that I'm still learning, but I've heard that the first date doesn't mean it's a forever person. It's just someone.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of pressure on, like, first dates.
Yeah, I definitely do. Like, I would look at a person like, do I want to have their kids? I don't know. Yeah. And sometimes you can grow to like a person, and after a while, yeah, you'll be fine with, you know, that. But I think just have fun.
Yeah, live in the moment.
Live in the moment. All right, is it my turn? I don't want any mind. Alrighty. All right. What is your signature drink? That is the craziest thing that I got this question, because Nicole and I were just talking about this today, and I don't have a signature drink. As much as I drink, I don't know what my signature drink is. Like, it could vary on different nights. It should be a martini because the show is Makeup Breakups Martinis. But most nights I like margaritas. Other nights I could do an old fashioned. And I don't know, other times it's a wine, like a wine down Wednesday or champagne.
Signature drink or drinks?
Pretty much anything. I'm still working on getting a signature drink.
You know what? But I kind of like that. I kind of like that because I don't feel like, I was telling you, I don't feel like I have a signature drink. It just depends on my mood and the year, the months.
But you love Cosmos. Like, you know, anywhere you go.
I mean, I'm definitely a martini fan. But I think that's the best part that you really, I mean, you have signature drinks, not one group
that thank category. You for making me all right. I can do light or dark. I can do, no pun intended. I really still want to have like a signature drink. I feel like I should know.
Okay, so like if a beverage company was like, hey, Tana, we want you to have a signature drink and we're going to brand it in our store. What's your drink? You would.
I would be don't lost.
Know. You'd be lost.
I would make one. I think it would be.
But which category would it be in? Wine, champagne, shots, or tequila, bourbon.
Oh, it might be vodka.
Vodka.
All right. Would be vodka. And it might have a little splash of champagne.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound good? I'm about to make my own drink up. But yeah, I don't have a signature. So, I mean, I'm still searching for them. All right. Your turn.
All right. Cutest couple. Okay. So, right now, my cutest couple award is going to Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. Because... Oh. I just saw a little clip of them on Entertainment Tonight, and Tim McGraw, he just released his album, and they were explaining that normally they have release parties out and they do a big celebration, but because of COVID, that's not happening. So his three daughters came in and they were staying with mom and dad, and they were just celebrating him. So it was really sweet because they played his new album, and the girls recorded, but they watched their mom and dad like just dancing in the living room. But it was like they weren't looking at the camera, you just saw them like into each other. And I don't know, I know they've been married for years, like their three daughters are grown women, they're out of the house now, but yeah, you still see the love.
That's super. You want that, you know, after all that year, all those years being married, you want to still like be into your partner and connected to your partner. And I think that's a special moment that they captured and they shared with the world, because, you know, I'm sure they probably have had more extravagant album release parties, but this one was intimate.
Yeah, it was intimate, right?
And it probably stood out, I would assume. And I think that's like it matters more. So yeah, that's super cute.
Yeah. And to think like you said, he's probably had, oh, I'm sure, like, a lot of album release parties and so on. But they're going to be like, oh, we're skipping this year, and then just did something that they normally do every day. But they still took the time to celebrate it.
Well, that's the assumption, like, that people spend time together. What I've seen and heard from a lot of celebrities is that they've been on the road for years. Like, they've never been home for years. And this is the first time that they've actually had to sit in place and be around their family. And it's just weird.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But to have like a Tim McGraw with his wife and they're enjoying that time together.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's sweet like that. You know, I'm sure that's not something that they probably got the time or chance to do.
And I think, I don't know how many records they have together, but I know that they have several records that they made together just so like they could be on the road together and still have that time. But he was saying that, you know, their normal date night is just staying at home and like cuddling on the sofa and a good movie night. So yeah, but like, it's funny that you say a lot of celebrities don't know their spouses, but they have to because of COVID. I was watching a interview with Kevin Bacon and his wife. I can't think of her name right now, but he was on Jimmy Kimmel and he was saying that his wife, he didn't know this about her, but she loves pound cake. And he said, there's always pound cake at the house. She's just baking for like no reason.
Oh
like
my gosh.
Yeah. So it's so funny to.
He's like,
like, okay. I'm learning.
This new thing that she is into. So for me, my cutest couple award would go to Sierra and Russell Wilson. Because I think they are so happy. They look so happy. And I don't know their inside life, but it really looks like a genuine, loving couple. They just had their baby, Win, which is an interesting name. He's going to sing the song, all I do is win, win, win. You know, he's got a lot of songs. But yeah, like you could just see the love that they have for each other, the respect that they have for each other. They're not competing with each other. You know, they're both powerhouses. And he's not intimidated by her doing her thing, and she's not intimidated by him.
No, because they both have a lane.
Right. Now, my second one, and this isn't the most popular couple, but I love TD Jakes and Serita Jakes. I think that's my goal. He did a sermon called Model Homes with his wife, and that is so impactful still you know, today, after listening to it. It was just like, he was like, you're mine no matter what. And I'm going to butcher this sermon, so I won't even try to recreate it or rephrase it. But it was just, you can tell that they have been through hell and high water, and they are...
Unbreakable.
There you go. Like, unbreakable, unshakable. He still is head over heels for her, and vice versa. And that's what I want. That whole 39 years love. And so that's my cutest couple. All right. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh. All right. Here we go. Ooh. Never have I ever. Oh, that's a good one. Never have I ever had a threesome.
Oh, I was going to say that one.
Well, we both have it.
Yeah. All right. Well, mine's answer two.
Yeah, I've never had one. Now, would you?
No. But I feel like I've said that so many times.
Yeah. I might.
You might?
I don't know. I say okay, that right. to try and keep up with the times, but I know.
So who's the third party, male or female?
Female, of course. If it's female. Two guys, that's that's different.
All right, so who's your female crush?
Ooh, Megan Good. Oh. I didn't even have to think about that.
Wait a minute. That sounds a little narcissistic.
We don't really look alike. I mean, some people will say that if I have my hair a certain way. But no, I mean, it would be her.
I'm trying to think. Like, she's hot. Yes. But she's working on her body every day. And if I...
That part.
I feel like if I saw her, I would feel really bad about myself. Like,
well, yeah, she's very thin. She's Hollywood, you know.
I'm trying to think, like,
this is all fantasy. It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna put myself. I'm not gonna shame myself in front of company, as Stephanie would have said. But yeah, I'm not gonna shame myself. I'm just saying, I would in a fantasy land, if my body was fit and whatever, then maybe. But then my man might go for her, so then it won't happen, because then we would have a problem after. So, you know, yeah, it's not gonna happen. Gotcha. But yeah, your turn
for question.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite dating app.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right now, I'd have to say Bumble.
Okay. Why?
All right. So this is my favorite part of the app. You can put your status if you want, like what you want. Mm-hmm. So there's a part where it says relationship. And it, you could say that you want a relationship, you don't know yet, or I don't know what else the categories are. Mm-hmm. But, or you can just leave it out completely. So I know what people are thinking. They're like, well, you know, a guy could say he wants a relationship.
Right.
I got that. But majority of the people, that they are very honest and they say what they're looking for. Mm. So I can come across this really hot guy and he seems like he has all this stuff together. But if I view that portion, like the bio portion, it'll say like,
not looking for,
don't know yet.
Got to.
And I'll automatically just swipe left because
you know.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I know what I want. You know, I don't want to put myself out there. And you're like, you know what? I like you, but I'm not really ready to be in a relationship. So mm-hmm. I want someone who puts on their bio like they're looking for it. So I know that we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. So
when I was on dating apps, it would be Hinge.
Oh, I do like Hinge.
Hinge is a good was one. Good. They really put thought into, like, you know, creating different icebreakers for people to actually start a conversation.
You have to.
Like, you cannot even create a profile without having icebreaker questions or
that's true
pictures. And I started up great conversations with people, and I remember texting you when I was on there for the first time. I'm like, oh my god, this is so different, like I'm having conversations, you know.
Yeah.
And it's because it was already like pre-made to like start a good, you know, conversation. It wasn't like the generic questions. It was different.
You picked a really good one because it's kind of like you have That in between where it's plenty of fish, but you're not overwhelmed. Like that site, because a guy can start a conversation. You don't have to match and swipe right to connect. Right. Anybody can reach out to you. Mm-hmm. But it's not as much.
It's not as much. And the people that are like responding, they actually say something. Like they're responding to the question that you put up.
Right.
Or I remember one time I had a song quote, and it was like, if you like piña coladas. Mm. And it's the old school song. So the person,
they finished
it. And I was like, oh, you know, like we've got something in common because you know that song. So, you know, I know your vibe, and it sets you off.
I think it's a great, like, and it's very easy for guys to just open up with a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa, like if you like someone's picture or something,
like what they say in their bio, you can definitely I remember like okay, I read this one guy on Hinge and it was really good, so I'm gonna ask you, all right, which one would you choose, wings and beer or tacos and margaritas?
Tacos and margaritas any day. I love margaritas. That's my signature drink. And I love tacos.
Yeah. All right. So I would say the same thing. But I thought that was interesting because, I mean, I would have tacos and margaritas pretty much any day of the week. That's what makes it easier.
Right.
But I know, like, when games start, hockey, football, basketball, I'm a wings and beer kind of girl if I'm watching a game.
Okay.
But if I'm just, like, out socializing, I'm a taco and margaritas. Margarita. But I thought that was a fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. I can see that, like, with the wings and beer, if you're watching a game.
And I have not even watched a game, but just went out for, like, wings and beer.
Yeah. All right. My questions aren't coming up. I think you took them out, which is perfect. I don't.
I think you took them. You must have taken them out when I went to get the drinks.
I promise. I didn't. I'm scared I'm going to get one. Okay. No. Oh. All right.
Is that mine or yours?
It's mine. I told you I didn't want to get mine. It says, are you over all of your exes?
Yes.
Jinx. We said that at the same time. Yes, I am.
I'm one of those type of people that, like, I do pretty much live in the moment. So I can appreciate that me and a person had a specific point of time. Mm-hmm. And I value that. And I can move on. And that's that.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if, because we have a podcast and we talk about our exes, people think that we are not over our exes. And I'm over
it. Well, that reminds me of Insecure.
Okay.
Remember when Issa is friends with, oh my God, what's her name?
Tiffany?
No. She was dating Lawrence.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Candida? No.
I don't know.
Candace.
It starts with a C, right?
It starts with a C. And I'm saying Candida, but it's something terrible. Like that. I know what you mean. She worked with her.
And then so Lawrence's friend, I don't know his name. Oh my God. I know.
It's all like, it's been, they need to come back. Come back Insecure. We're forgetting the names.
But I'm really mad at myself because I watch Insecure
all the time.
I watched it. I had to watch it three times.
Gotcha.
From season one to now.
And you forgot the last season. That's forgot. The last season too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a row this year. But anyways, so so he's saying that Issa and his girlfriend, who was at the time, but no longer, can't be friends.
Lawrence is saying that.
Lawrence's friend is telling Lawrence this. Like,
gotcha.
Issa.
The light skinned guy that's married. No, yes, he's not. Yes. But he's married. He's not married to Tiffany, but he's married. The light skinned guy.
The light skinned guy, gotcha. Who's always.
He's the funny guy.
Yeah.
So he's telling Lawrence that.
That they can't be friends because. Soon as he knows it, they're gonna like become besties. They're all gonna like Condola.
Condola. We got it. All
right, now I feel better about myself. So Lawrence is gonna break up with Condola, and he's like, and all of a sudden they start a podcast about you.
I know. I saw that part too, and I'm like, oh my God, that's us.
Yeah.
But we didn't start a podcast about
No, we started a podcast because I was new to the dating world, and we were always talking about our
dates. Yes.
Not our exes.
So. Right. So, yeah. So I always think about that. Like, do they think we're hung up on our exes? And no.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not. All right.
That must be one of my questions.
Oh, gosh. Length or width?
Oh, I didn't want to get that one.
Oh, that's so hard. Put it Wait. In. Yeah. Like that's so funny. You're on a roll today. No. Oh, geez. Length or width? All right. I'm going to go for length.
Length?
Yeah.
It's got to be both for me. I can't.
Wait, there's not a both there's option. A, well, it's I'm length taking, or I'm, width. I'm no, you can't. You cannot take the cheater's route. Which what? One? Yeah, it's one or the other.
Oh, though. My gosh. That's why I didn't want to get the question. Oh, geez. Length or width? I'd say width.
You'd say width?
Yeah, because you don't want like a pencil sharpener or a pencil with it's just, if it's just length. And no width, right?
But what happens if it's really short and just fat?
That's why I said both. It's not. Well, it's
oh, a we would list. All dream of both.
But I think the width does so much more. I don't know.
But the length, if
can you, you so you could work more with the length.
I feel like I could work with the length. I could make excuses with it. Like, if it came to, like, me not giving good blowjobs, and I'd be like, hey, you're too big.
No. That's too long, not too big. That's just long. Well,
long, yes, that's length. And if my girlfriends accidentally saw it, which they never would, it just, I'm sorry, I'm on a Sex and the City
tangent.
Yeah, in my mind. And so Carrie saw her friend's man's penis, and they would be like, all right, go, girl.
I don't know. I think both are important. I don't think I can choose. You got to have a little bit of both.
What? That is no fun. If you can't say both. All right, with.
I pick with.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to. Never mind. All right. So it's my turn. Oh, dear. Here we go. Okay. Oh, this is another one from me.
From me to me.
What's more romantic, Gucci bag or a picnic?
Where you talk all night?
Same. I'm not a... I don't care about the fancy... I mean, it's kind of like the other thing, the other question. I guess like a Gucci bag is more for show. And so, yeah, you can show it off and, you know, people will comment. But at the same time, I would prefer more of that intimacy and that connection, like a friendship.
I really went. All right. So I went on a, it was one of my, I could say top five best dates. And we didn't spend, him or I didn't spend any money at all. So he was really into bike riding and he was like, do you want to, I have like bikes at my house. We can meet there and we can just go. And I was like, yeah, sure. Cause I like to be active. Like mm-hmm. I'm all big about outdoor stuff and trying new things. So we jumped on a bike and we like rode down to Bayshore and he packed like a blanket and some snacks and a whole bunch of White Claws. Aww. And his speaker. So then we found this area was really shaded and he was like, well, let's stop here, let's take a break. And then so like he set everything up and it was just the best time. Like the scenery was beautiful. Like it was just something.
It's good vibes.
Yeah. And I think that's amazing when people can do stuff like that. Like let's just really not spend any money, because what happens if you're just trying to save for a bigger goal, and right. you know, like, or if you don't have the money,
right.
then I know that you can do like stuff. Amazing things just out of your heart or what you have or whatever.
Right.
All right. So I was materialistic. My dad spoiled me And I remember, like, asking him for a Gucci bag when I turned 21. And I begged him, which is crazy because my dad is cheap. So I got it out of him. But I'm telling you, I barely ever wore that bag. And it really meant nothing to me. Yeah. So the things that, like, my dad does now, which is the simple things, like, he came over to my house and he's like, I got you two trees, let's plant them. And that will always mean something to me than a bag.
Yeah, well, I was reading a post on Facebook recently and someone wrote, kids don't remember the things that you buy, they remember love and time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
they just want your time.
They just want your time. They're not going to remember the toy that you bought or the, you know, they're going to remember who was there. And I was like, that is so true. And I think as you get older, it's still the same. You know, it's not about what you buy me, even though I want nice things. Let's not get it twisted. But I don't want that to be more important than the time and the quality time that you spend with somebody. So,
yeah. Like, I don't know. To me, my nice things now is just like a hammock. Why? Because I can go outside and swing on it. I can look at the sun. I can look at the stars. It's just my me time. If I want to take a journal, like, you know, or planting, that's nature. That's just, you're growing something. Like, to me, it's just,
Those things.
Those things more important. That, yeah, I'd rather spend my money on.
Okay, well, that was a good one.
Oh, sorry, it's my turn.
No problem. No.
All right, single forever, our dates went short. She knows me. She knows. All right, this is my one. Someone short. All right. How short?
Your height.
Oh, see? I don't know if I fall in love with
single forever. You, this is really a
well. I feel like that's the route I'm going. So, I mean, I'm 5'4". Can if they're maybe 5'7"?
So you would be single forever, is what you're saying. Is that serious?
I don't know. It's serious. I'm telling you, it's serious. It's serious.
You would rather be single forever?
If I find someone and I love them, then I haven't found a person my height that I fell in love with.
Because you haven't looked past the height.
No. We look an eye to eye.
Oh my gosh, this is serious.
It's serious.
Like, I think most women, though, that is a big thing, the height thing. And like we've talked about this offline, like it does tie into like protective, like wanting to feel protected.
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the natural instincts. Just like, I don't know, hips, because it's like, oh, she's got childbearing hips. Like, we are really primal. So sometimes it really, this is like going into the dorky, you know, mode of it. But yeah, sometimes we look at someone and we equate it to safety.
I mean, that's always been my non-negotiable, like, is height. I was telling Tana, she brings up this question because I went on this date with this guy and I promise you he looked like
Bradley Cooper,
but he was my height. And I can't, there was other reasons. Like, there was no connection. But, I mean, I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
I know.
Therapy, I guess.
No, I don't think you're alone. I think there's so many women that feel that way. And I'm, like, one of the rare people that is just like, my height, I'm 5'3". That is pushing it. But I've dated my height, and I don't know, it never really bothered me.
So what was funny was when I was telling my mom and my sister, and I was like, look, and I was showing them his picture. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go on a date with this guy, and they're like, oh, he's attractive, and I'm telling them what he does for a living, and they're like, oh, that's a great job. And then I say the height,
and everyone was like,
well, no. My mom, like, she's like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
My sister's like sitting behind her shaking her head no. Like,
yeah.
But that's one of hers. She couldn't. But my younger sister, she is taller than me. She's 5'7". Yeah.
I'm a shorty. I mean, I like the reach up, but if I can't get the reach up, I'll be fine, I think.
I literally, in my head, like, tried. I was like, you know, Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, they looked great together.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of
He was a successful man. Tom Cruise. She got Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and they didn't look bad. Is Sierra taller than...
A little bit. A little bit.
And they don't look bad. I can't. It's something I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's just your soulmate is going to be taller.
He has to be. And how we started this episode is how I'm going to end it. God, please make my soulmate 5'9 and up.
Oh my goodness.
Be specific in your prayers, people.
Oh, yes.
Manifest it.
We are learning that. You got to be very specific in what you ask for because you will get exactly what you ask for. So I think that's all the questions, right? I can't believe we went through all of those.
Yeah, but that was fun.
That was fun. And thank you guys for listening. Like, that was, you know, hopefully you guys played along.
Yeah. Oh, we should have started that.
What?
Get your drinks out and
play with us. I told y'all to get a drink. I didn't tell you to play along. But hopefully you guys played along and enjoyed this episode.
Or make the game up and play with your girlfriends, especially COVID.
Yeah.
So stay safe, guys.
Yes, we are still amid COVID. So
thank you for listening to Makeup Breakups and Martinis. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Makeup Breakups and Martinis. You can DM us if you have any suggestions of any topics you would like to discuss. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.